Kamala Harris assures crying supporter, "You are not going to die." By Hannah Blow on September 24, 2019. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, assured an emotional supporter that she is not going to die due to gun violence, promising that she is going to win and take on the people who are failing to have courage. Harris on Monday posted a video of an exchange with an emotional supporter, who told the presidential candidate that she is scared, and accused Republicans in Congress of traumatizing an entire generation of students for failing to join progressives in their battle against gun rights. "Thank you so much for everything you do for high schools. I was scared every day and I just," the woman said, bursting into tears. "So here's the thing. You're right to feel that way, but you also have to remember that we're all in this together, okay?" Harris said. "And you always have to remember that you're not alone. Do you hear me? You always have to remember that, okay? I just don't want to die," the woman said. "No, baby. You're not going to die. You're not," Harris said. "I know that with you," the woman began, later adding, "with you as the president, we're going to win. We're going to be smart. We are going to win. And we're going to take on the people who are failing to have courage," Harris said. "Okay? We're going to do this," she added. Harris has pushed for universal background checks, as well as an assault weapons ban, but as Breitbart News's AWR Hawkins reported, neither would have a demonstrable effect in preventing mass shootings, according to Hawkins. Whereas universal background checks have been a demonstrable failure in California, simple retail background checks have been a failure nationwide since 1998, at least as far as stopping mass shooters is concerned. Far from avoiding such checks in order to acquire guns, the vast majority of mass shooters during the past decade have simply avoided developing a criminal history, then walked into a gun store and passed a check for their firearm. As for an assault weapons ban, mass shooters prefer handguns over R-15s, AK-47s, and similar firearms by a margin of nearly 3-to-1. And if we cast a more general look at murders in general, The Washington Post reported that 75% of all firearm murders since 1991 were committed with a handgun. On February 19, 2018, Breitbart News reported the Department of Justice's National Institute of Justice report showing the 1994 federal assault weapons ban could not be credited with any reduction in crime. In September, Harris expressed her support of a mandatory gun buyback, telling reporters in New Hampshire that we have to take those guns off the streets. "I do believe that we need to do buybacks, and I'll tell you why. First of all, let's be clear about what assault weapons are. They have been designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly. They are weapons of war with no place on the streets of a civil society," Harris said, threatening to take executive action if Congress fails to act. "I'm telling you, when elected, if Congress fails to act, I'll give them 100 days to put a bill on my desk for signature," she explained. "And if they do not it, I will put it in place by executive action a comprehensive background check requirement and a ban on the assault weapons and importation of assault weapons into our country. I'm done," she added.